I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Jen, shall we podcast? Are we recording?
I think we should podcast.
I think we should podcast.
We're recording, so all the essential equipment is functioning.
Well, you can speak for yourself because my essential equipment is not functioning.
My essential equipment is basically given up on me.
My essential equipment right now is full of gas, and no one needs to know about that.
I should have saved that huge burp that I just did.
Yeah,
for the podcast,
Jen just burped, and it was like she was like, "Excuse me, one second."
Where I mom so hard? Follow us on Instagram, Facebook,
Twitter, the TikToks,
all of that.
Please don't add any more, okay? Because I can't deal with it. Don't add another freaking thing that we're supposed to put stuff up on. Because I don't know how people do it. It's a lot of stuff.
It's so much stuff.
You know why? Because other people are A, more efficient. B, don't have to. We don't live together. And C, don't have kids.
That's what I was going to say. Don't have kids, or like maybe they're married to a surgeon.
Right. We're chucking it through 30 minutes of traffic and trying to get our kids to the dentist. I had to take Eleanor in for a weird skin patch. Everything's great.
Yeah, well, okay. But also
maybe just a little eczema.
Subscribe to this podcast.
Yeah, rate, subscribe.
Review it. Help us out.
Yeah, we need to get a few more followers, if you will. A few more subscribers, if you will, to keep this gas tank running. And that, I am talking about my essential equipment.
That's not actually the case.
It is. Well,
do we?
I mean,
has somebody said to us, you guys need to get, you've got 10 listeners now. You need to get up
20?
To 15. Yeah,
yes,
20. Okay.
They have.
Well, man,
but
that's a lot
20,
of pressure.
It's not 20. It's metaphorically like 5. But people forget that rating and reviewing
makes
is the way
difference.
That everybody in the world goes, oh, they actually have participating listeners. We also send people all the DMs that we get and we're like, hey, look at this. They're all referencing the podcast. But if you follow the podcast on Instagram, that's helpful. But really rating and reviewing, boy, have I hard sold it.
I don't know, but
is it Girl Scout cookie season? I would literally sell a million.
Yep, we're in sales mode. But I really do have a funny mom box for later, too.
Okay,
speaking
great.
Of those
and I have
DMs.
A hot flash that I can't wait to talk
I'm
about.
I'm excited.
And, but we have a good topic today. I think it's like,
I know.
We're going to talk about gossip.
Yeah, and I feel like every time I was thinking about this topic, my head went to rumors.
I know. It's the same. You know what? I researched a little bit because,
okay,
so sometimes I think we get confused. One might get confused that when you talk to a friend and you're confiding in a friend, even if you are saying something that isn't positive about someone else, that is not technically gossip because you have a relationship with this person that you trust not to spread this information.
Right.
Gossip is actually the opposite. You are telling every Tom, Dick, and Harry information, and you're also adding untrue information.
Ooh.
So you're saying, like, I saw so-and-so leave a restaurant together last night, and they aren't married to each other.
And they tell two people.
Lipstick on his collar.
What?
And they're, like,
okay.
adding to it.
So that is a rumor.
So that's a rumor, and that's gossip. And recently, the reason we're talking about it right now is my son got in trouble at school, and I'm not going to air his dirty laundry too much, but I will just say that
we're not going to gossip about
our son. We're not going to gossip about him, but I'm going to give you the brass tacks so we know why we're talking about it.
You point to me, and I will add on made up information.
Thank you. Thank you. Add up on information. Can you add the information in a positive direction? Like, I tell the story, and then I'm like, and then I walked into the room, and you say,
he was working on his math homework diligently.
No, absolutely not.
No.
I walk into the room, and everyone
wolf whistles,
yes.
Men start rubbing their pants.
Right. That's exactly the direction I need that to go. Okay, because it's about me feeling more positive about myself. Thank you. Or like, I walk into the room and everyone looks.
So it's about Finn, but you come in and, got it.
It's way more fun to talk about.
Got it.
So Finn, we got a call from the principal. Not a great day.
Ooh, yep.
And it was tricky. We have a real strong rule in our house. You get in trouble at school, you're in trouble at home. Zero. We're like an insurance company. There's no reason to even get into details. You're in trouble.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
So when it's the principal that administers like the big ish, because, you know, we've gotten emails like from the teacher about.
If it's coming from the principal, it's a big deal. It's already, it's we.
Because there's no deans in middle or elementary school.
We have a principal, we have a vice principal, and we have his teacher. And this was a principal call.
Oh, this fully escalated.
This went well, and rightly so. There's a lot of background information that I'm just going to not put in because I don't think it's great for me to talk about other kids. But suffice to say, there were two boys that got in a fight on the playground. And man, this was like fifth grade drama fodder. Everybody was very excited about the buzz. You know, they're like, you know, fifth grade, it's like a tabloid. It's like everybody wants to be, it's like, oh my God, so-and-so looked at so-and-so, so they must be in love.
And let's be honest, until somebody really gets hurt in a fight, everybody likes a little bit of the excitement.
They
especially
want all the lead up. They're like all this lead up and drama. So my son got a little wrapped up. So this fight happens, and Finn was not a part of the fight at all. That is not what he did. But what he got in trouble about is that he kept talking about it because he got caught up. He was excited about the drama
That's
that
the
came
buzz.
With that. The buzz. Yeah. He was really into the buzz, and so he was really talking about it a lot at a table during lunch, which he wasn't even really supposed to be at. So it was a twofold situation. He's not supposed to be up from this one area. He's up. I'm sure he's working the room. He's going to each table like, did you hear about the fight? Blah, blah, blah. And so when Mr. Martinez called, it was in an effort to say, like, this isn't a huge thing on the Richter scale, but Finn, by him talking about it, it sort of stirs the pot and it like keeps the energy going. And he got caught up a little bit. And I was like, boy, this is going to be a really hard thing to explain to him. And it was, because he was like, well, why are you mad if I wasn't the one fighting? And I was like, because it's gossip. And he's like, well, I don't understand what gossip is. And I was like, sit down, we're gonna talk for 45 minutes while I figure it out as I go.
Yeah, while I sit delicately upon this chase.
Yeah.
And
pace a lot, sweat.
Yeah,
look
listen,
up on Google, try to find a YouTube
to add that
for
positive
it.
Information for
you know,
you, Kristen.
You
looked beautiful while you
thank
did it.
Thank you. I had a fan going.
Yeah.
Not because I just wanted my hair to flow.
You know
a
what?
Bit.
She had many fans there, meaning like people who looked to her for parenting advice.
Let
and
me
were
tell
there
you, the knocks on the door during this conversation. I was like, "Do your own parenting. I'm not letting anyone else in."
And she was in a swimsuit.
I was
a thong swimsuit, and everybody was
and
like,
I looked fantastic.
So amazed by how good she could look, disciplining her kid. It was incredible.
Oh, you know, I know none of this is true, but I'm on board. I want it to be that's the case, but instead it was like me behind our kitchen table scowling like I look like a Pixar character. I was like, what?
Oh, God.
Like, Matt Rizal, scary.
They're at the age where you can't bullshit them. They can see just by your face.
And
they're
you can't weaken.
Yeah, you have to like really craft your words because they're also manipulative at this age where they can like work their way around whatever you say.
Right. So. Well, Finn felt terrible because calls from the principal. They've only happened one other time, and it was a really silly, weird thing. But
I
this
can
was
see
like
him feeling
he
like
he is. I don't.
Terrible.
Not trying to sound braggy, but Finn is. This is what the teachers say: that Finn is delightful in class, that he has a strong sense of humor, that he is a leader, and that he will that he can wield his sword for good or bad. So if he is
like his powerful yet beautiful mother,
oh my God.
Tell me when to stop.
Never,
tell
not that. I'm so glad this is the game. I'm never going to stop this episode. I'm just going to be like, yes, his mother walks on to campus. She is wearing a Chanel
Who is this
Who
mysterious
woman? She walks through in the... Yeah, you got me. I don't believe you if you cough through it, Jen. God. So we sat down. I sat down with them. And I was like, Finn, you know, gossip is... it's like stirring energy in the wrong direction. And it's hurtful. And here's why. And then we went over like, you know, if you're replaying information that's been told to you that's icky... You're, in effect, not being trustworthy yourself. So you're saying, I'm going to hear this crappy information. I'm going to spread this information. So you're a part of, like, the bad gossip train. Does that make sense? So it's like the whole metaphor of, like, no offense to hairdressers. We know this isn't the thing. But, like, a hairdresser, you tell her the gossip. And then the next person in her chair, she tells that gossip to her. And then it's just like rumors and gossip and bad information. It doesn't lift anyone up.
No, it's like 100% your intention, I think. 100%. If you can keep it secret and keep people safe, it's not keeping a secret per se. It's just not sharing information like uselessly. Like I feel like, let's use this totally benign example, which is like, you're going to go buy a used car from somebody. If I happen to know or have heard that that person sells bad cars, I would just give you that
information,
not in a gossipy way, just to give you like a heads up kind of a deal. But I wouldn't like if somebody was like, my neighbor is that car salesman. I wouldn't go, oh, well, here's the tea.
Here's what I've heard.
I've heard that he.
Yeah, I'm coming to you for information. You're saying, take this how you want. I've just heard that this experience wasn't good. That is confiding in a friend. And I trust you and you trust me. And we have no intention of that spreading any further.
Yeah.
Whereas I do believe like at the root evil of gossip, someone is like, I'm going to put this bad shit out there. So it sort of lights fire. If you're from a small town, which I am, your biggest fear was that you were part of gossip or rumors. And rumors would like destroy people. Like they would stay with them or they would tear apart a marriage and sometimes where there's smoke, there's fire for sure. Like we knew like, you know, but you never want to like say stuff about someone that is somebody's parent.
Well,
like, it's not cool and it's not, that's a kid, but.
Especially a parent that is just so
into a room.
Kind.
And it's not
and,
my
like,
fault that I'm magnetic.
The place.
When you are charming,
just
it comes.
Energy
thank
that
you.
Is like. Blessed by God.
Right. I mean, I don't want people talking about me and being like, her vocabulary alone, her voice.
How many PhDs can one person have?
You know, just like talking to her, you know she's worldly. That's what I feel like people say about me.
Where I'm at right now with,
chin,
this conversation.
I just laughed and I was like, how many chins can I get? 40.
Well, here's where I'm at with gossip, and I've been here probably for 20 years because I will say I have been someone who's been like gossiped or rumored about, and also someone
I said it once, and it was just that I don't like karaoke, but that's fine. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Kristen just farted at you.
I did.
That's what that sound was.
It is the freaking chair.
You know
I'll
what?
Tell you right
it
now,
smelled
if I farted,
like roses, you guys.
she tooted, and it was like her hair like lifted in like a gentle breeze.
I will stop at some point.
No,
I have
please,
to, but
please don't.
I can tell you that, like, I remember hearing a rumor or something in high school about like somebody I hooked up with. I remember it was my senior year, and I'm like, I don't think I've ever even like met that person. So it really didn't bother me, and who knows to what extent it went to or whatever. But I feel very badly about things that I have said about other people.
But that comes with life experience. Finn is at the beginning of a very important, and so is Dashiell and Eleanor and Delilah, as they get into, I think, third grade and above, is sort of like that your words and your actions, and they show that behavior is communication. So like if, so here's why Finn got in trouble as well. There was talk that he was leaning over to someone and talking to that kid quietly about what had happened in this fight. So it's not only what he was saying, it's how he was saying it. It's that if you are someone...
You're not supposed to
you don't want to whisper. Do you think anybody has anything good to say if they're 10 feet away from you and they whisper to the other person? Are they whispering like,
oh,
God,
good point.
She is
that makes other people feel bad.
Makes you feel bad. It is the behavior. Even if which I don't believe for a freaking second when my son tried to tell me he was talking about something unrelated. I'm like, know me, sir. Know me. He goes, well, I wasn't saying anything. I go, I don't believe you. And neither does the person that received that information.
Like, let me tell you what middle schoolers can do. Do you have a tampon? Right. That is the only, because otherwise it's bad news.
But then
you're
going to see fear on both of their faces, and you know that they're talking about tampons. But when something is going on over here and somebody whispers to the sign, yeah. I go, Finn, at the end of the day, we can break this down into a million pieces, but the truth is you don't need to get wrapped up. You can't walk through mud without getting any on your boots, so you need to stay away from that garbage and remove yourself from it. Don't get wrapped up in that drama. And we're just on the beginning end of it, but it is interesting that the principal, like, he was no joke, like, hey, man, there's a responsibility from all parties involved. It's not just the two kids fighting. We don't want it to dust up anything else. Like, we don't want this to happen again because everybody kept the drama going.
Yeah.
And so Finn got disciplined. We gave him, you know, he had a week with no screens, no TV, no nothing. He figured out the Rubik's Cube, and he learned two different songs on the piano. So I guess I'm terrible as a parent.
Well, no, my kid would paint the Sistine Chapel. If
I know.
He
it
didn't
just
have
proved
iPad
that I'm doing everything wrong.
Yeah. No, there's so much energy.
You know, but it is a weird thing to talk about gossip because it made me, like, look at myself and I go, I'm like, do I talk badly about people? And I'm like, sometimes to my husband I might talk badly, or to you I'll have a private conversation. But I've never added information that isn't true. That seems very terrifying
to
me.
No, that's lying. And that's just straight up lying.
I told my son, I said, man, someday there's going to be a group of people talking crap about somebody, and there will be some kid that walks up and goes, I don't really want to talk about this. It doesn't feel cool to me. And you're going to think that's the coolest person you've ever met. Yeah. I'm giving you this information so you can be that person. So you can literally be the person that comes in and goes, like, I remember very clearly when there was this girl that I was waiting tables with, and everybody was getting all caught up with some drama, me included. It was really fun to talk about. There was this whole, I don't even remember what it was, but we were all sitting around, and she goes, you know, I don't really want to sit around and talk shit about people. And I was like, I think I developed a crush on
yes,
her.
So powerful.
I tried to lean in to kiss her, and then I became part of the gossip, which was, which way does she lean? And jury's still out. A lot of things.
Yep, still trying to
figure that one out. Yeah. But my girlfriend is so attractive. Yeah. Because when I
you
bring
guys,
her to the school.
Don't tell Colin.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I do think people will gossip about somebody to bring
them
down.
Cut them down. Totally. Yes. It's an act of, that's what I'm trying to get to, but it is, it's like against God. It's against, like, I don't know if you want to get into the Bible, which I don't read, but.
Yes, she does. Front to back,
front
you
to back,
guys.
I've
one of the most
times.
Pious
can,
people and
I
best Catholics, Terry.
I can quote scripture.
I mean,
it's
she
Ash
does not,
Wednesday today. I'm going
to
go.
It's not today when you're listening to this, so it's too late if you already.
But if you. You want to know what I thought?
What?
I thought Ash Wednesday was God's way of chiefing.
What's chiefing?
When you fall asleep at a summer party and somebody puts Sharpie on your face, clearly you've never fallen asleep at 8:30 at night. But I do think that's what that's what I think Ash Wednesday is. Come at me, Catholics. I was raised with it. I've been to every sporting event possible with a big old ash mark on my forehead. Back to gossip.
I think, yeah, even if you're not intentionally adding information, or like if you're speculating, that's when I feel bad about stuff. If I say something and I'm speculating, then
there
I'm
is
like,
no worse. Yes, it's just a tricky fine line of between what is sort of a conversation and what is gossip. And I feel like I've been part of both, and I know when one is what. And I think you're right. I think it's tone. Like, am I talking shit about this person because I'm a little intimidated, or I'm a little jealous, or my feelings were hurt, and I just don't want to deal with it like an adult, so I'm going to talk garbage? Or am I just really having a conversation with my friend because I need to, like, work some shit out?
Yeah, like,
it's a hard
vent a little bit.
Yeah, it's a hard thing to figure out.
I mean, I think you know that there are people that you can have those conversations with and that you shouldn't have those conversations
with. That person that you shouldn't have a conversation with, I would venture to bet, is a gossip. Or it is a new relationship that you don't know how they're going
to
take that information.
Yeah.
Like, if you, yes, like, and that's the other thing I said, Finn, you're going to develop these friendships and they're going to be really close and they're going to be really important to you. And those friends are going to tell you things that, like, they do not want you to tell to anybody else. Even if it does feel, quote unquote, juicy or, you know, interesting, it's not yours to share. And this is how you become a trustworthy person. You want to be the person that somebody tells something to and they're like, that will go to the grave with them. That will, like, you know where the bodies are buried. And
yeah,
he's like, what does that mean? And I'm like, that was a terrible reference. We need to watch more true crime. That'll make sense in about 4 years when we can 2020 Dateline every single
Kristen
night together.
Kristen is a true crime expert.
I'm
send
a true crime
all of your questions, concerns about true crime to Kristen. She can update you on every. She will solve the crime.
You know what?
Basically,
I'm going to yes
got
and
a cold case.
I'm going to yes and this because I
think
you're
she
right.
Would love
I
this.
Would love this. This is honestly, if anybody
but
has a case
what?
Out there they're working on, they need help, I'd love
Hot
to eyeball it.
Damn, does she look good doing
oh
it?
Oh my God,
too.
I'm gonna wear a trench coat. I'm gonna wear a trench coat.
Nothing underneath, gentlemen.
Nothing underneath. Oh my God.
And ladies.
Oh my God. We have to do another episode where this is just, I just do this for you the whole time. I've never felt better. You know, I'm up a few. This is making me feel a lot better.
It's a fun game.
It's a fun
by
game.
The way.
So, yeah, I don't know if anybody else out there has had interesting conversations about gossip and rumors, but it's a whole thing in the parenting space.
I
Googled it and it's like,
it is really,
oh boy,
oh God.
Because
oh,
as
shit,
parents,
because, yeah, you know what? Here's the interest. I'm sorry,
no,
I'm cutting
no,
you off,
please.
But the interesting thing is if everybody thinks it's their kids that are not the main one, but you guys, if everybody thinks that, then somebody
they
has
are.
Kids that are, right?
Well,
and so how do we, like, I just sort of feel like, you know what, an important thing that I learned in my life, and honestly, I think I learned it when I was like 24, is somebody I worked with said, what people think of you is none of your business.
Right.
And
that's
it,
a really hard thing to understand when
know,
you are a fifth grader where the
God,
only thing that matters is what people think of you. And the, no, like, that comes with time and space and hopefully maturity as we grow, because we all have those friends who were like, dude, why are you still even talking like this? You're like 47. Like, what
I
is
know.
Your, like, grow up.
I
like, we
really,
say that. We say, like, grow up.
I get super uncomfortable when I'm around adults and they're really bagging somebody.
I agree.
I, number one, I'm like, there's got to be a hidden microphone and you're going to play this for them.
That's all I think about.
Because I feel like, I sort of feel like I can't say something bad about somebody that I can't say to their
That's
face.
That's what I always think.
Because then I'm lying.
I think that when
I'm lying.
When
you know?
I'm also like, if you're talking about somebody and you're name calling or you're, you know, digging at their character and they're not there to defend themselves, what kind of match is that? What kind of fight is that? And then you then you tighten up and you act nice to them, to their face. I just think it's a really ugly version of you're not supposed to be like that. You're supposed to be kind. And it's not always easy. And it is easy to get caught up, especially if there is a little gossip to talk about. But, and we both, I mean, I definitely have a friend who I would say is a gossip. And it makes me really, I'm always like very careful.
Oh,
I'm always
shit.
Like,
I don't know who that is. No.
Well, I don't want to say she's next to me. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry. Let me cough. Let me cough.
I hope not. If
it's
I
not
hope
you at all.
If I was the kind it's of a, person doing that, you would be like, you got to fucking ease up on that.
Well, I would
bit.
Let you talk to me because you know I'm trustworthy and it won't go any further. Also, I'm heavily ADHD, so I forget that
I don't think you're
somebody,
listening. Yeah, I don't.
You know that I'm a safe space because you'll tell it to me five times. I'll be like, this is new to me.
Literally the
Every
safest space you can. Like, picture the womb of your mother. this is what confiding in this woman is about. It's
this is so nice. Everybody's so critical to me in my house. It's nice to know that you can even pay compliments. It's been so hard. You know, Finn is a wonderful, I talk so openly about him but I think sometimes I forget to preface how wonderful I think he is and what a good kid I know he is. And like, his teacher just loves him, and she just makes him feel.
Kristen makes the most beautiful babies you've ever seen.
Oh my God. That's actually true.
Very true.
I'm not going to. I don't cook much well, but my babies, I did.
I baked cute ones. Eleanor was the cutest baby I've ever seen. That includes mine.
All circles. All.
Oh my God. Just like
little baby circles.
Yeah.
Big old eyeballs.
I can't take it.
I know.
Like, even her little fists were these like little circles. Bunnies. Right. She's the bunny.
I was like, Jen's crying so hard with Eleanor. I don't know.
Well, for one, I just had a baby, but for two, I was like, I've never seen anything this precious before.
Oh my God. You're the best. Finn is, you know,
he wants to be a good kid too, is what's great about him.
This is all life. These are all life lessons. Yeah. I think if we don't share the stuff that is not very flattering, then we're not doing what we do well, which is kind of like brass tacks saying like, this shit is going down, we're dealing with it. And he's all fifth grade right now with the eye rolls and the mom doesn't know anything. And he's like, makes comments like, do you like YouTubers that have like 21 million subscribers? I'm like, you know what? We're working on it.
Yeah.
We're working on it.
We're never going to get that.
We're never going to get that.
We don't do video games because we don't have time.
But you know what? We freaking should, because that is
we just, would be so, you would be so good at it, because I think you're ADD. This is not actually.
Wait,
this is
this
not
weird,
a part
another
of the
weird compliment? Because I'm buying in.
No, it is. Like, I can't do those race games. Like, I couldn't do the pole position games because I immediately crash into a wall because it's too much going on at one time. And I feel like
that's how you drive in real life.
No,
I love you.
I am a fast driver, but
Jen has her
safe
seat. Jen is safe with her kids in the car, but when I'm in the car, she's like, it's,
you know,
Mario and Dreddy.
You met me before.
Oh my God. She yells at everybody. She has her seat up so high. It's as high as the seat will go. And then her legs are like it's her like little toe is hitting the gas pedal. So she's like, I've tried to get in the car after she's driven the car, and I almost gave myself
a short person and you need a world-class friend, it's this woman sitting next to me, because she never will give you a hard time about how short you are. Or how close you put your seat up. Oh, I'm just telling you guys.
Or they have to use a booster
and
when we go to. I'm kidding.
Her hair glistens.
This is not the episode where we talk about you in a positive way. We're going to do it on the next one. Oh, man. Well, I don't know.
I said to Finn when he was over for Dasha's birthday, and I go, so you're going to go to your new school soon? He goes, yep. And I go, oh, you took the test. You know, because I hadn't talked to him since. And he goes, yeah. And I did a pretty good job. I could tell. And he was like really proud of it. And I go, yeah, of course you did.
Well, this is what's happening right now. Like, he gets invited somewhere and I go,
I could tell.
Did he have manners? Yeah.
No,
I'm like,
it mattered to
did
him.
He? I always go, does he have good manners? Did he use eye contact? Did he say Miss Jen? Like, I'm just testing, and he always passes with flying colors. Yep. And I'm like, then do that in my house.
Right. Because I don't think there's anything better than like hearing good things. Like, another parent tells you that your kid's nice. You're like,
thank God.
That was the one gall darn thing I was worried about.
I remember that gossip hit our family a little bit when I was growing up in Central City.
Oh.
And like, I remember what it felt like to walk into a room and people stop talking. I think that's the bigger deal, is like, what's the information being shared? Because if it isn't lifting somebody up, then you're being a dick.
1,000%. It's that whole thing with like, you take a bag of feathers and you throw it off a mountain. You can't get all the feathers back.
Oh,
so
yes.
You say this thing, you can't take that back. And even if somebody doesn't believe you, it's in their head.
Right.
Like, there's a, you wonder,
it's in the ether.
Yeah. And there might be like, it's confirmation that that's maybe true about them, or that they're whatever. And that's what I think's the worst, is like, you not experiencing people on your own, or like
there's fallout, and then all of a sudden this person that you've never met has to sort of do work to get you back just to an even playing field just because you've heard something negative about them before, whether they're famous or not, you know?
Yeah.
And when I was looking up, when I was researching it a little bit, like, how do you talk about this stuff to your kids? There were two really neat examples that I've heard used before. And I think for specifically gossip is very, very useful, is that you tell a kid to crumple up a piece of paper as much as you can. And crumple it, crumple it, crumple it. And then tell them that to flatten it as much as they can. Yeah. And when they flatten it, they can't get all the cracks out. And the cracks are things that you've said that are mean.
Yeah.
So, like, you say them, they're out there, and they're really hard to get back. I've heard it with the tube of toothpaste, too, that you can't get it back in the tube. And, God, if you're a mother, you know that to be freaking true. Because
I found some
children,
near the ceiling.
I don't understand what the hell they think we're made of. But it is – all I will talk about is the toothpaste in my sink because I'm like – that isn't in your mouth. I smelled your mouth.
No, because they put like way too much on and then they shake it off.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I think my kids
put... It explains some breath.
Oh, yeah. I saw my kids do this and I was like, this is the laziest version of toothpasting I've ever seen. Eleanor put the toothbrush on the counter, bristles up, squeezed the toothpaste down.
Yep.
Got as much on a string as possible.
Wow. That sounds fun.
Left it on the counter. So she got like a little dab because she doesn't like it to be too quote unquote spicy.
Yeah, it can be spicy.
Yes,
but spicy. That spiciness
use it.
Kills.
Let's
dirty
kill
breath.
Some of the germs.
Yeah.
Because I would like the spicy soldiers to get in there and take away some of the gummy soldiers.
Please, yeah.
Or whatever's left from yesterday's milk that's still in your
sometimes
mouth.
Sometimes it's like as a dog poop soldier.
It's
there.
A dog poop
not
soldier.
Not yours, might I
not
say.
My,
it's like
is my breath just aromat?
Do you just breathe Winto Green? It's incredible. It's great. It's like, and your body naturally, like your perspiration has this, like, I don't know. Like
I like that you go to perspiration because I'm like, yeah. She definitely smells me.
I don't.
I'm wearing a sweater. It's really hard to know what weather's going to be like, you guys. So I'm overdressed today. I'm hot. Might be hormones. Never. No.
I didn't even say anything. You guys, she just pointed her finger at me.
Yeah. But I thought maybe you could yes and that one and be like, no, you have the system of a 22-year-old.
Absolutely. Are you
nothing
kidding
but
me?
Collagen, fertility, nothing. Nothing old here.
See, you're good at this.
I'm learning to brag about myself, you guys. That's a whole nother episode, bragging.
This is what we want our takeaway to
yes,
be, right?
To be.
Is that, is it bad if I say to my kids, like, don't talk about people because it's, and explain why it's weak? Like, what was the end, what was the baseline
the
that
baseline,
you ended with him?
The, well, that he was mad at us, but the, but, the baseline I mean, was that for all the time you spend talking about someone in a negative way, you could be doing something really awesome. You could be shooting hoops. You could be making friends. You could be finishing an assignment. You could be FaceTiming with your grandparents. You are wasting your life on stuff that is negative and nasty and also doesn't help you in the end.
Not drinking poison.
Yeah. And I also told him, I think the thing that really resonated with him, and I was like, be the guy that everybody wants to share their stuff with because they know it won't get past you. Like, be the guy that goes into a room and changes the energy so that it's not just a, like, let's talk badly about this person. Like, be that guy. You know, be the Harrison Ford. Be the hero. I just use that because I love him so much, and I feel like cast-wise, he would do that.
Yeah.
You know? And so Finn understood that, and he goes, I'm not a bad kid. I go, I know you're not a bad kid, but when a principal calls and uses your name, you're in trouble no matter what, and now you have to kind of do a little work to regain that principal's trust and wipe the slate clean. But this is him saying your behavior wasn't good. So now we got to just fix it. Did that answer the question or did I run on?
No, you did. Cause I was curious.
It's
like,
a
what
very hard thing
most.
To teach. And it is not a one and done. And it made me take note of other things. And then it made me take note of myself. Like I was like, oh, cause I said to Eleanor, I said, this is so rude. I'm sorry. I was having a day. I said I didn't like a haircut on a classmate of hers. And Eleanor was like, well, he likes it. And I go, you know what? You're right. I had no reason to say that. His whether or not I like his haircut is not an important piece of information. You're right, Eleanor. I was gossiping. She's like, yeah, you were.
I do. Can I say one thing? And I hope that this does not hurt his feelings or feel like it's... I'm not going to say who it was, but I was giving somebody I love and adore... I was giving him shit the other day because he didn't know who Alexander McQueen was. And I said, you call yourself a gay man. And he's joking.
Oh, funny.
Which he thought was funny, you know, because honestly.
Is he a gay man?
Yeah.
Look, oh, I know who
yeah,
this is.
Yeah. Look it up. Look it up.
I didn't then, just tune in. Know, it's the chair.
I don't know. It really smelled like chocolate candy.
Beignets out of my beignet.
But I said, okay, so you don't know who Alexander McQueen is. You call yourself a gay man. And he goes, no, but the kids on the bus did. And I was like, whoo. Keep shit to yourself, people.
Keep shit to yourself.
You know what else is nice to learn? It's not your business. It's also what you think doesn't always matter.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you can keep it inside.
You can like, keep it inside. Like, be careful. Be yeah. like, be cool. Be kind. Like, it's much really easy to get be. Caught up. It
like
is
like everybody, it's stronger.
And also, try this on. If you are somebody who gets caught up, try just having a frickin' do what Jen just did for me and just have a complimenting fest. Like, be at that party, and if you want to talk about Nancy, talk about her in the most positive way. Say nothing but positives about people and just see what happens, because you're going to like the way it feels, and they sure as shit are. And I bet, like, there are Nancy's at home alone, like, maybe gardening or something. She's like, why do I feel so good about myself today? Because the energy's right.
Maybe I do have good legs.
Maybe I do have good legs. I am going to wear a shorter short. Screw everybody. I mean, come on. Let's just be nice to each other, yeah?
Yeah.
Let us know what you think about gossip.
But also, I don't like adults wearing shorts. I do have... Okay.
You and this shorts thing. Meanwhile, then I put shorts on. And without it being more compliments to me, you're always like... You waste your legs. You have these tall, skinny legs, and you never wear anything to show them. So what am I supposed to wear? A mini skirt?
Well, when you wear shorts, I can barely contain my...
You've
I don't
never
know if
even
you
joked about this
oil
before.
Oil up your oil legs up or
my
something.
My legs.
And when you shave them, too, it's like...
Well, that's...
Am I attracted to women all of a sudden?
It's fair. They go from very skinny
not
to
all of a
almost
sudden.
Not visible.
Again? Whatever. She's got great gams, you guys, but I think it's more like adult men in shorts where I'm like, I don't understand you. Are you golfing? What?
I know.
I don't know. Are you playing there's basketball?
A, there's I a can ton of party with that.
But I do. Okay. Speaking of body hair.
Are we going on to a mom box?
I got a mom okay. box for you.
God, I just saw the visual, you guys. There's literally an image.
You gotta share this image. So we got this message, and I'm gonna read it to you. This is our mom box, okay? It's
cute. I'll describe the image after.
Yeah, it's kind of nice though.
That is not what that would look like. Okay, just
not
go
on.
Go,
okay,
go.
So,
but you never know.
Hello, ladies. After seeing your awesome show Saturday night, we spent the night in Atlanta. Oh,
woo,
by the way,
Atlanta
go to mymomsohard.com,
awesome.
Buy tickets. We're having a great time.
Oh, yeah. Did
time,
we even say that? The show is so fun.
Yeah. Okay. We had a great brunch and walked around in the shopping area. We ran into a waxing and sugaring place that offered a vajazzle as a service. The salon was closed. My girlfriend and I had never heard of such a service, so we looked it up. We got a description and some images. We are waxed.
What? Wait, what?
Wait, no, it says you are... Oh, okay, here's what they do. They found some images. Well, you know their Yelp review. Somebody's going to put their vajazzling on there, right? And
yeah,
me,
I thought that was
me.
Pornhub. Wait,
no,
what?
I've
got questions. Go,
pictures
go,
up
keep
on
going.
Yelp,
I have so many questions.
Somebody's like, what is
yeah,
this?
Yeah, they'd be like, this is tree bark.
Why would somebody are those wind chimes? What is that?
They yeah. probably can make it into wind chimes if yeah. they can do all this vajazzling stuff. They're like, doo, 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 doo,
yeah,
doo.
It's like that.
Casey's so upset.
I know.
We've broken her.
Yeah, well,
We've broken her.
Things go south, way south.
Literally south. Quickly, they go so. South. You don't think that's going to happen. And you're like, I need
Kristen,
a thicker pantaloon.
She has the tightest labia anyone has ever seen. And it's not by surgery.
It's like a Barbie crotch down there. It's a slippery slope.
Okay. All right. So this is, okay, this is what they do. This is back to the mailbox. They can be arranged to spell out words and images. They put crystals on your waxed area.
You could write the Declaration of Independence on mine. It wouldn't be readable because there'd be a lot of ups and downs.
Kristen sends her thing through a dot matrix printer, and it's got her taxes from 2007. But her husband likes it. Okay, the crazy thing is it stays on for 7 days. What happens when you lose one and you're not home? I'm sending an example of an image, and we will share this. After last night's show, it may be a consideration for you ladies. Wait.
What?
What did we say at the Atlanta show that was...
Well, we talk a lot about our parts. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There was a lot going on with the bodysuit
I was
wearing.
Well, Kristen had a bodysuit on, possibly backwards.
I'm 100% sure it's backwards. The snaps... were gone. They disappeared into my northern.
I do remember mentioning a camel toe.
There was a lot going on. Yeah. The pants are tight, tighter than they've ever been. I'm not, breathability is an issue, but I will tell you right now, vajazzling feels like not an option. I'm also not. I'm not sure what sugaring is.
You were born vajazzled, Kristen.
My vajazzle is my vajazzle.
Sugaring is like another hair removal thing. It's like wax kind of, I don't know. It's like a depilatory or something.
What the hell? I'm not putting that in there.
Please tell me you don't have hair actually in there.
I mean, if you've got a freaking cave in a forest.
Put you in the circus. Somebody's
going to hibernate
hair in there? Kristen.
Well, I don't know if it's in there. I'm not shaving inside there.
You don't
know there.
What's in your vagina?
That is, I don't, well, that's the name of my book from my 20s.
And just a very few gentlemen got just to know this woman in the biblical sense.
Biblical sense, it's only been 2.5.
And how lucky they were.
One is my husband. That's the other was an 8-year relationship with a English gentleman, lord, landowner. Man.
They go on to say, I'm thinking this would be a very memorable birthday gift for my husband if I could tolerate the itching. I love you ladies and I love your podcast. Lets me laugh every week. Thanks for coming to Atlanta, Pamela.
Pamela, and thanks for the God picture. Bless you for thinking. First of all, we're going to put this picture on our Instagram because just simply this person is not what it would look like if I vajazzled.
She's got like a porn star hips. Lovely.
And flat stomach. And it looks like a sparkly case of Jen's phone.
Not a lot of cellulite. Because that's what I would do is I would put little sequins in the cellulite.
Right. Mine would look like you're folding a sequins jacket.
Mine.
Like it would be.
You know what I would do? I would take the sequin and glue it to my very sad looking C-section scar.
Right. And have it be like an elastic band.
Yeah. Maybe that's what I should do with it. I'm going to lean into it. Decorate it with.
If I vajazzled down there, it would literally send my husband into cardiac arrest. He wouldn't even, he'd be like, it would, first of all, be wasted on him. He'd be like, what the hell happened?
Yeah.
Why would you do that? The beads could go up your who.
Say vajazzle to my husband and it would probably excite him because I spend such little amounts of time.
My husband would think it's a carburetor. He wouldn't know. He would not know.
What you got under there, a V6 vajazzler?
God knows that is true. It's a V8.
You guys, she purrs like
fastest.
A kitten. Kristen has got just runs clean. This vagina over here is no hair inside of it.
No hair inside of it. That's disgusting. I don't know.
Yes, you do know. You don't have hair in there. No.
No, I don't. No.
She's giving me a real confused face, you guys. But I'm sure you don't.
I think it would have come up in conversation. I didn't know that. I didn't know if everybody was inspecting their vaginas going, whoa, there's something I didn't know was there. Is that what we're supposed to be doing? Am I supposed to be inspecting it?
I don't think it's wrong to have at some point gotten to know your vagina pretty well. And let's not lie. You certainly have.
Oh, yeah. But I don't really need to.
You just haven't noticed there.
honestly, I don't think I care at this point.
Why?
It could be an overgrown forest
about this right now.
Because we're talking about vajazzling.
Okay.
All right, we're going to go to a hot box or a hot flash.
Sorry, you
wrong,
guys.
Wrong thing, but not wrong thing. Now that we're talking about sparkly things that make us happy in our hooter.
I will say you're not going to get vajazzled because this woman.
No, hell no.
She does not like to find glitter or sequins in like a craft project in her house is.
Forbidden.
Yeah.
I don't want any glitter.
I get it.
I can't deal with glitter. That's just going to be a mess for a week. I'll wear underpants with glitter on top of them.
I find enough weird stuff in my underpants, thank you.
Yeah, I don't need any other question marks. I don't need like a disco ball coming out.
No.
Hold on. Let me get
Atlanta, I believe that's when I said I had developed lady balls. I don't know if that that's as I gain weight, I get them. And so maybe I do. I would have a couple disco balls. If I vajazzled them. Hot flash, hot flash.
Hot flash. I got a weird hot flash.
Okay.
I love Zendaya. Love her.
Because is she on Euphoria?
She's on Euphoria, but there is so much to her. That I think people, I hope they're talking about, and I think it's the reason that everybody loves her, is there is this age-appropriate vulnerability to her and realness to her that I just feel like, but because of social media, because of the way we live, that we have stopped like kind of like using our faces to express ourselves, you know? Like she'll do something and she'll kind of bite her lip or she'll, you know, pull her lips back like a, ooh. And she's creative and she's, in a moment, and she seems to handle fame so gracefully, and I freaking love that she's dating Tom Holland. Nothing makes me happier.
You know who is a lot like Zendaya? You.
Because, oh my God, we have to stop the episode right now.
Many ways.
Please, I would like to hear you make three comparisons of me to Zendaya. Go. Literally, go.
Wildly talented.
Feels like a reach, but go ahead.
Bites her lip sometimes.
Do I bite my lip? I just lick my lip.
yeah. Human person who's on Instagram. I did
and
it.
And that's our episode. Bye.